Drohnen, die sind ständig in den Schlagzeilen, vielleicht weil sie uns Angst machen. Drohnen können Demos überwachen, Drohnen können Menschen töten, ohne viel Aufsehen zu erregen. Das ist es wahrscheinlich, was uns am meisten Angst macht. Wir wissen nie so genau, was die machen. Sollten wir aber, sagt eine Gruppe von Künstlern und Ingenieuren in Berlin, die Critical Engineers, also kritische Ingenieure, lassen Wetterballons steigen mit Antennen dran. Sie sagen, wir können so auch den Drohnen-Datenstrom erfassen. Julian Oliver ist einer der Critical Engineers. Guten Tag, Herr Oliver.
Guten Tag.
Your project sounds funky. What is the aim?
There is plenty of interest and knowledge and publicly available equipment for studying the world of signals, of radio frequency signals right here on Earth. People are listening to, for instance, broadcasts from marine and naval and infrastructural beacons all the time. And this is quite a long history here in Germany and right throughout the Western world. But what we don't know about is the new world of devices and machines that are ascending signal and communicating right up high in the sky, and this is a world that is being or at least a domain that's being heavily exploited by governments and military interests, and it's difficult for people to be able to access and understand and know what's going on up there, and therefore knowing where their taxpayers' dollars are going or whether their rights are being compromised. And so we've built this probe, it's attached to a weather balloon, in order to scan that space and give public access to the world of signal up there in our skies, such that we can critically engage it and converse about it and really ask ourselves whether or not we are in fact being best represented by our supposed democratic context.
You want everyone to have access to this data, but how does the data look like you collect? Is it of any use whatsoever?
Well, it's difficult for us to say precisely what we're going to find. It's always a case of collecting the data and then doing something with it afterwards such that it can be understood. Typically, the process is to collect the data first and then hand it over to visualization tools and also people, data visualizers, such that they can present it in a human readable and accessible form. And so the way that we collect the data is such that the formats are very, very open and can be readily distributed and shared and interpreted by a hugely wide range of software. And then a little bit like you can see on our website, visualizations can be made showing the path of the probe, the altitude, and the frequencies are captured and represented at that particular altitude. And then the idea is a little bit like people already do with aircraft from here on ground or other radio frequency phenomena coming from, for instance, boats or even police cars. People surveil police cars in a similar fashion. We will put it up on a wiki such that if there is in fact conversations between a satellite and, for instance, a high altitude aircraft that is otherwise unknown to the general public, speculation can begin as to what that craft might be, and maybe it can be compared with data elsewhere in the world captured by another launch of another probe. And a little bit like what people do with bird spotting, you know, people will be out, they'll hear a bird or they'll see a bird in a tree, and the bird is maybe very unfamiliar and they will take photographs of it and they will compare in forums. We hope to have a kind of a wiki system like that where people can discuss and debate and look over the results and hopefully get closer to understanding some of the things that are up there.
So looking what birds are flying in the sky is an interesting thing, but it would be even cooler to see what these birds are chirping. So can you look inside these data? Do you know what's the content?
No, we have absolutely no illusions about being able to look inside the gigahertz, the very, very high bandwidth communications between high altitude devices and, for instance, the satellites that they communicate with. Because again, these craft don't communicate from a control perspective. They don't communicate to ground stations continuously. They're talking to satellite control as a little bit like routers, you know. All of their communication will almost certainly be encrypted. And as a result of it being encrypted, we have no illusions of being able to see inside. What we're interested in more, however, is just what you describe as fingerprinting the devices to actually get a sense of, like, well, what is up there and when and where and for how long is it communicating and what kind of a pattern. So in that sense, it's very much like bird calls, you know, the sounds that birds make. And you can identify that at this time of the year, the birds might be, for instance, looking for a mate. At another time of the year, they might be calling out a warning or at a different time of day or a different circumstance. And so through repeated launches, and we do plan to do many of them, and you can see a huge distance when you're up there. It's important to understand. You can see whole countries, and we hope to be able to look for these patterns and start to identify familiar and repeating phenomena and link that to particular devices and say, oh, okay, we see here that this is this particular low-flying orbit surveillance program or space program or something like that, and then we can look for it again elsewhere and get a sense of these movements.
How do you see your project in, let's say, 5 years?
We have plans for a platform, if you like, a kit that other people can readily make, that they can put together these balloon probes following simple instructions and using the software that we provide for them. And they can just, a little bit like an IKEA manual, they'll be able to simply go through from beginning to end for very little money and put this up into the air in the region that they live and then hopefully contribute any data that they gather back into the wiki. So we hope by that stage to have a bit of a community up and running built around these high-altitude surveillance, or if you like, counter-surveillance and high-altitude signal research. We also call it this. And the other thing that we hope to do is to have what's called a tethered launch, where a balloon goes up for 500 to 750 meters on the end of a cable, and that cable itself provides power to the balloon. So you can sit at the bottom of this in a chair, literally shoot this probe up into the sky, but on a tether, on a line, and then pull data directly down over that line that also provides power. You know, have a very, very high altitude antenna. I mean, not high altitude in the sense of the stratosphere, but enough to get you over the local hills and mountains and see quite broadly in the area in which you live what's going on. And then wind it down, pack it into the car and drive off. We hope to build that.
Das, was da an Datenströmen in unserem Himmel passiert, das geht uns alle an, sagt der Aktivist Julian Oliver von den Critical Engineers. Vielen Dank, Herr Oliver, für das Gespräch.
Vielen Dank. Thank you very much.